The Money Show.
The Markets.
What a day on markets. What a day it is playing out to be on currency markets this evening as well. I've certainly been watching the Turkish lira this week, incredibly vulnerable. I've also been watching today the Brazilian real. And in the last 2 hours, I've been watching the rand, which is 3% weaker. We haven't seen a smackdown like this in a while against the US dollar at the moment at 14.84. It is 2.5% weaker against the pound at 20.38. And against the euro, 3% weaker at 17.24, and I would surmise, Andrew Bryson, who's a portfolio manager at Sundown Private Wealth, that it's all got to do with Jerome Powell, who's been speaking at the Bank of International Settlements conference. He's been talking about the fact that the Fed is on track to begin tapering, in other words, beginning to slow down the pace of its monthly bond purchases, to slow down printing money to pour into markets, which is what have helped us through the pandemic from a financial perspective.
Hi, Bruce. Yeah, I don't think he's said anything too surprising at that conference he's speaking at. He did allude to the fact that he still believes inflation is going to come back into that 2% range. And I think there's a lot of investors that aren't too sure that they quite believe him at the moment. We've been expecting the U.S. to start tapering as that economy has had a very strong recovery post that COVID stimulus.
And he has been talking about inflation, and the Wall Street Journal saying this evening that he was talking about supply side constraints have gotten worse. Now, in English, that means that the world's supply chains are broken. It's much harder to get product from point A to point B. We're feeling that in South Africa. We're seeing it in ports across the world, massive dysfunction there. There was also a story on Bloomberg today, which the headline was, "Think everything's expensive now, get ready for what's next." And they were talking about how Unilever has joined the likes of Nestle and Danone and Procter and Gamble in raising prices across the globe. And I mean, there are a handful of these global conglomerates that make just about everything we eat and wash our clothes with and our dishes with and clean our floors with. And they beginning to push up prices. This doesn't feel like transitory inflation one little bit.
No, Bruce, and I think the best example is to chat to an entrepreneur, a business owner, or someone that's potentially manufacturing something. You know, you chat to someone who is producing a product, and you hear about the costs of transporting goods. I mean, shipping rates have doubled this year. We know fuel prices are going to be going up significantly. So I guess it's very hard to sort of look at it with what Jerome Powell is saying, that inflation is going to come down from what we've seen, this very significant supply shock, which has caused this high inflation in the short term.
Yeah, and the one upside, if there is one, is commodity prices going up. And I mean, yes, that becomes inflationary in its own right, but we're a big exporter of commodities. And at one stage today, platinum was at $1,080 an ounce. We also saw the price of gold going up very, very sharply. We saw the gold price at $1,800. Really strong commodity prices. It's not so great for us on oil, but a lot of the stuff that we do manage to get through our broken port system is doing incredibly well internationally and earning us good foreign exchange and keeping things, stable or thereabouts for us.
Yeah, I mean, the gold shares are with the standout performance today, Bruce. I mean, up 5 or 6% for the big names. Commodity prices have been high and probably are expected to remain high. So one hopes that we can continue to benefit from these elevated prices. Because certainly it's been a bit of a get-out-of-jail-free card over the last 6 months or so.
Yeah, we've had that support and enjoyed that support, and it's been incredibly, incredibly welcome. Thank you to our market commentator this evening, Andrew Bryson, portfolio manager at Sunlum Private Wealth. Also, at the Bank of International Settlements conference, not only has Jerome Powell been speaking, but Lesitja Khanyaho, our Reserve Bank governor, has been speaking as well. And this is where the rubber hits the road. And Lesitja Khanyaho saying at this conference this evening in a video conference, if there is a risk in inflation becoming persistent, then monetary policy will have to adjust. So nothing new there. I mean, that is the job of a central banker. Should there be a risk that the rise of inflation is persistent and not transitory. There is no question that policy would have to adjust. And that's despite the fact that you and I feel considerably poorer and considerably worse off than we might have 2 or 3 years ago. And that's because of COVID. It's because of lockdowns. It's because of a constrained economy. It's because of lower wage increases or no wage increases in many cases, or lost jobs in many cases. The Reserve Bank is facing this huge dichotomy where it wants to support growth as much as possible for as long as possible. But if inflation comes into the system and starts eroding the value of your money, particularly in a significant fashion, then the Reserve Bank is going to raise interest rates. The next move in rates is up. The question is it in November? Is it in January? Is it in March? Or is it all three? We hope not.